This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So Republicans, conservatives, Americans have organized after seeing the documentary film 2,000 Mules, groups to legally, lawfully, peacefully watch mail-in drop boxes to keep an eye out for any voter fraud. And they all have the same priorities. They all have the same initiatives told to them. We don't confront. We don't brandish firearms. We don't cover our faces. We don't do anything illegal. We do everything by the books. And if we see something sketchy or illegal, we just film it. That's it. And so now all of a sudden you've got this image that every Democrat is sharing, that every Democrat is complaining about voter intimidation on, and now I suspect Merrick Garland about to have a press conference on, two individuals brandishing firearms, full military garb, sitting outside of a mail-in drop box with their faces covered. Now again, no group has claimed that these individuals are working for them. I've not seen these individuals come out and make any statements about their activities either. So I'm suspicious that these are Democrat Party operatives out there. Now, again, I don't know that. I just know that that's what the Democrats would do if they were afraid that their big voter fraud scheme at the drop boxes was going to be exposed and shut down. They would find some way to shut down the drop box watchers, and this would be the means to do so. So that's my suspicion here, especially after you've seen all the attacks on watching the mail-in drop boxes and then every single Democrat sharing that image as if that's the only those are the only two people that have ever watched a mail-in drop box. That's not the case. There's hundreds of them out there, if not more. But the real question would be, why would you be so concerned about people watching mail-in ballot drop boxes? Why would that scare you so much? Well, the answer is obvious, because that's how they plan to cheat. Now, Trump had a rally over the weekend in Robstown, Texas, and he said the problem with the U.S. media is that they won't talk about the massive corruption in the 2020 election. Well, that's because they were a part of it. So, of course, that's because they were a part of it. We're looking at something very different. The press being part of the intelligence community. Lee Smith describes the latest role of fake news. Yeah, you have to make the understanding here, and most in this audience already have. You have to make the understanding. You're not watching the news. You're watching party propaganda. You're watching state government, state propaganda. When you watch MSNBC, when you watch CNN, when you watch most of the nightly news programs, you're not watching news. You're watching fake news, but even fake news isn't the right way to cover it. You're watching state-run propaganda. That's what it is. And Americans are starting to understand this now. So, yeah, they were in on the big steal. That's why Ted Cruz gets Whoopi Goldberg to admit that when they deny election results, it's fine. But when you do it, it's bad. So here's Ted Cruz on The View getting Whoopi Goldberg to make that stunning admission right here.
Say the election was fair and square and legitimate. You know who y'all don't do that to? You don't do it to Hillary Clinton, who stood up and said Trump stole the election.
You didn't storm the Capitol. You didn't try to kill my former
president. Stacey Abrams, who said that the election was stolen. They sat here and said it was illegitimate,
and
you guys were fine with it. Okay, so it's illegitimate when Republicans win, but not when Democrats win.
No, you know, here's the thing. We may not like when Republicans win, but we don't go and we don't storm. We don't try to change.
Yeah, you do. Actually, you literally do. Look at Trump's inauguration. Look at the riots during Trump's inauguration, you liar.
Antifa riots where cities across this country were burning and police cars were being firebombed. Your position is the left doesn't engage in violence, really?
No, they wanted to nuke our friend Mike Pence. Like, how do we make sense of that?
You just accused us.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. All right, so there you go. They don't live in reality. They're liars. They're frauds. It's just unbelievable. Now, folks, here's what I think is kind of a big whale waiting to come to the surface here. Dominion Voting Systems CEO caught in major lie on 60 Minutes on his voting machine capabilities. Well, that's the story headline at the Gateway Pundit. I think Dominion is already suing Fox News for billions of dollars. I think I would not be surprised if Dominion starts going with the Alex Jones precedent and suing anybody and everybody who says anything negative about their voting machines for trillions of dollars. Do not be surprised if that starts happening. Why don't we just go back to paper mail-in or paper ballots? Just a paper, a pen and paper, a pencil and paper. Why don't we just go back to that? Good question.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've got experience the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we've got Drew Hernandez with us from Drew Hernandez Live, his great talk show. And Drew has been very active lately. He and his crew are doing great work. They're infiltrating Biden events. They're infiltrating AOC events. They were recently at a protest against Matt Walsh's event in Nashville. And so Drew joins me now. Drew, I'd like to talk to you about all three of these things. Where do you want to start?
Wherever you want to start, Owen, man. Great for having me back. It's always good to be with you, man. And a lot of mental illness to go through, bro. A lot.
Well, you guys are capturing it on camera, no doubt. Especially, we can talk about Matt Walsh's event. What is it about this? What is it about, you know, what is it about Matt Walsh or a conservative having an event that draws hundreds of mentally deranged lunatics out there, and then they think that this behavior is somehow endearing to their cause, or they think this is somehow going to help their cause? And I don't see that at all. Any neutral observer can see these people are deranged and filled with hate. You sit there and watch it firsthand. I mean, do they ever try to explain that to you? Like, I know you've asked before. Like, do they know that they're hurting their cause? I mean, look at that psycho. Good Lord.
I mean, these people have severe cotton mouth. It's like falling into a black hole. I mean, you've been to these things, and you know exactly how it goes. It's quite literally like the soundtrack to hell when you go to this stuff, and these people are the figures that are probably going to go there. But I also will say this was a rally to put a stop to the mutilation of the genitals of little kids and children. And so when you show up to something like that and you protest against that, you counter-protest against that, you're either a pedophile, you're satanically deranged, you probably have some skeletons in your closet, but I think you could pretty much see that these people, dude, this isn't like Trump's a Nazi anymore. This isn't like, oh, Republicans, we hate them and we're just going to scream our heads off and everybody's a straight white male with your infamous clip. This is now, these people want to rip apart the bodies of little kids, and they sit there and they praise it, they defend it, and they call for it. They're a bunch of LGBTQ little mini Jeffrey Dahmers. I think the next step for these people is they're just going to start eating genitals and eating little kids. I mean, I don't know, Owen. Like, where do we go from here?
Well, look, this is a progression. There's no doubt this is a progression of mental illness that we're witnessing here on the left that is certainly reaching new levels every day. You're right. The question is, where does it go from here? Where does it go? Screaming in the streets at random people is not going to give them whatever closure or whatever it is they're looking for in life, whatever dark energy they're searching for. Do they really love killing babies that much? Do they really love chopping up babies that much? Do they really love pedophilia that much? And of course, you can't get an answer out of them. They just scream and shout and flick you off and everything. But yeah, I mean, if this mental illness is not addressed for what it is, that's a fair question. Where does it go? Where does this mental illness go next? Because it's not going to just stay screaming in the streets forever, folks. It's going to go like Ed Buck level.
I'll just say this. I think the next step is actual open pedophilia for these people. That's why they advocate for MAPS, right? Minor attracted people. That's why they have these drag shows with little children bouncing on their hips and bouncing on their laps as if it's totally normal, sitting there, you know, squatting and twerking and flashing, you know, their bulging genitals in front of little kids. I mean, when I was in Pride LA, they were literally speaking to little kids in the crowd, offering them lube. So I would say the next step for these people is out in the open pedophilia, where it's normalized, where they're not calling to try and make it normal anymore. If these people could have their way, it would be all over the mainstream media. It would be accepted on Disney. It would be accepted all over, you know, your TV, all over your social media apps, all over anything you could think of in your entertainment. If they could have their way, they would have it. And there's a great clip. Right? Look at that. That's a great example of the total depravity these people want to take us into.
And they cheer it on.
Exactly. They cheer it on.
I had a record skip there because I wasn't aware of this. You were at an event where they were giving children lube?
They were offering children lube at Pride LA during June, during Pride Month. They were floating around on a float like it was Disneyland. This drag freak was, you know, they were going up and down the street on Hollywood Boulevard. And one of them was literally communicating to the kids, offering them lube with the parents there, just sitting there clapping, thinking it's all okay and liberal and progressive. But that's what these people are doing. They hide behind the pride flag. They hide behind the LGBTQ term. They hide behind the ability to be a protected class. And they're going to usher in their pedophilia through that. People just need it. That's literally what they're, it, to me, and I'm not saying this positively like I agree with it, to me, it's actually a good idea for the pedophiles because they get to just come in and be accepted in society. But that is what total depravity is. And that is how they're doing it. They're doing it through the LGBTQ banner.
Well, see, but you just nailed their entire operation right there. That's exactly what it is. They don't really care about gay people, just like they don't really care about black people. You notice as soon as a gay person or a black person goes against their party politics, they hate them. They want them destroyed. They want them censored. They want them killed. So they really don't care about these people. You just know that all they care about is having the virtue signal and having that behind them so that they can hide behind that movement and then say, oh, I'm an ally, or oh, I'm LGBTQ. And if you criticize me, you're a bigot. And then somehow that gives them the intellectual victory. And then that gives them the right, as you see in the video here, to pick up little children, dance with them on a stage like a hooker, half naked, rub their genitals in their face, take money like they're strippers. And they just say, oh, this is LGBTQ pride, and if you don't like that, then you're not an ally and you're a bigot. No, you're hiding behind that. You build that up as a victim group to make it untouchable so that you can get away with your sordid behavior right in front of the people's faces.
And that's what they do, Owen. I mean, really think about it. Take a look at probably some of the most immoral, disgusting, depraved things taking place right now. You have this LGBTQ sick, twisted agenda that's going after the children, going after the minds of children in the classroom, trying to warp their minds and teach them about sex, anal sex, gay sex, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're trying to warp their minds, okay, and their innocence in the classroom. And then you also have the agenda that's taking it further and going after mutilating their genitals, telling them that they're not actually a biological male if they're a little boy, they're not actually a biological female if they're a little girl. Again, going after the children. Look at the common thread here. And then also, we have to always bring up the abortion conversation because that's always at the forefront. They want to kill children, murder children, mutilate children, and they want to sexually manipulate the minds of children. The next step, Owen, is they want open pedophilia. Let's just call it right now for what it is. It's been in the shadows. It's getting exposed in Hollywood. But right now, I think I would say 2021, 2022, they're pushing to normalize and make pedophilia mainstream. It's just clear by now.
Well, and I think, too, we kind of, you know, we almost have to check ourselves for a second because we see through the same Overton window that the public sees through in general. We just have the knowledge to know what we're seeing. If you move the clocks back, I mean, really, I would say 20 years. I mean, if you just go back to, let's say, 2002, if you saw this stuff in 2002, the average American, it wouldn't even be a debate. They would say, that's pedophilia, that's child abuse, lock them all up, give them the electric chair. So that just shows you how far they've moved the Overton window, that in two short decades, behavior that would be considered child abuse and arrestable offense on the spot is now considered open and loving and LGBTQ gay pride friendly.
Absolutely, and this is kind of where liberalism and morality clash, because at some point in a society, a line has to be drawn. Because if we're just openly, freely doing whatever we want in the sense of having no morals, innocent people get hurt in that process. And we can't get away from that. We can't shy away from that. This is why the concept of why the Bible makes sense when we're talking about morality within a society, because it always goes to one thing, innocent being violated. And the most innocent people in a society are what, Owen? We both know this, our children. And that's exactly where this is going. We cannot get away from it. And we have to come out and we have to be aggressively pushing back. I'm not saying violence. I'm just saying use your political power, use your voice, use the ability that you have to literally. This stuff has to be shamed, Owen. It has to be shamed. It has to be made a mockery in society. Otherwise, these people are going to continue to push this forward and attempt to make it normalized.
And of course, it's Joe Biden in the White House sniffing kids, grabbing kids, groping little boys and girls' genitals. Literally, folks, that's what Joe Biden does on camera. And I want to go back to the footage that one of your undercover guys caught of Joe Biden sniffing a little.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is. It still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Issue we're leading into here with the Democrats just moving for open pedophilia in public. They just want access to your kids. Like, they want to, folks, they literally want to be able to walk up to your kid and grab him like Joe Biden. And then if you say, hey, don't do that to my kid, they want to be able to take you to jail for denying the rights of a pedophile. And we've got unbelievable clips from Biden coming up. But, you know, just to clarify something, Drew mentioned the foaming at the mouth that they do, or the cotton mouth. This isn't like you just went out and smoked a funny cigarette, or you went out and smoked a joint and you got a little cotton mouth, whatever. No, these people are on serious psychotropic and antidepressant drugs. These are pill heads. It's a main side effect of people that are popping pills to have that kind of cotton, like weird foaming at the mouth, cotton mouth. I see it all the time at these events. It's well known that Americans are addicted to antidepressants and big pharmaceutical drugs. I've got the data right here in front of me. But yeah, that's basically what it looks like. The foam mouth, the spittle, foaming at the mouth, cotton mouth, sometimes is what it's called. But it's much worse than that. These people are all on pills, folks. They're literally on pharmaceutical pills, which then gets into an entire new conversation about maybe it's the pill popping. Maybe it's the pharmaceutical pills that are allowing these people to get brainwashed. But I want to backtrack from that and get back into the issue. Just a couple weeks ago, Drew's crew infiltrated a Joe Biden event. You may remember it, but in case you don't, here's the video where Joe Biden creepily told a young girl what he claims to tell his daughter and granddaughter. I think I know why. Here's the clip.
Look at them.
Now, the very important thing I told my daughter and granddaughter, no serious guys in your 30.
Okay. No what?
No serious guys in your 30.
I'll keep that in mind. At least.
So there it was. Now, why does he say no serious guys until you're 30? Because they're Joe's until they're 30. Joe has, he gets exclusive access to his daughters and granddaughters till they're 30. That's when he likes to get his jollies with them in the shower. And then he lets them go. But I'm curious, Drew, that was your guy that infiltrated the event. The gentleman, because it, I mean, I believed, I didn't know this, so I ask you now. The gentleman that came and said, hey, no filming, was that because he knew that he just got epic film of Joe Biden behaving like a pedophile and he didn't want any more of it out there?
Absolutely, it appears so. So that was Kaylin Dalmeida. People could follow him on Twitter and get her at from Kaylin. He actually infiltrated a private photo op. This was in California after Biden spoke to a group of people or attempted to speak to a group of people. And he infiltrated this, you know, private photo op. And you could just see the uncomfortable look on that poor little girl's face. And, you know, they try to stop him because it was a private photo op. But the reason why they don't want any video going on is for reasons like this, because they know that Joe Biden, this creepy, disgusting weirdo, does this kind of stuff whenever there's a little girl present or a little boy present at that. He begins to walk up to them. He gets all excited inside and the hands come out. And the eyes get big. And then it's just like, dude, I show that to my mom. And, you know, my mom, you know, has come a long way. You know, she was anti-Trump at the beginning. She's totally red-pilled now. She's like, that can't be real. There's no way that's real. That's not some kind of meme. I'm like, no, mom, that is a real video that is actually the puppet president of the United States groping a little girl, whispering into her ear and probably sniffing her at the same time. But that's why they don't want people seeing this. That's why they try and stop it, because they know the regular sane-minded person takes a look at that and says, dude, that guy's probably a pedophile. Get him the hell away from the kids. But because he's a Democrat, because he's the puppet president, because he's an elite, he gets a pass to just touch little kids out in the open in public. And it goes back to my point, Owen. They want this stuff to be normalized.
And Joe Biden is the normalizer, if you will. If the president can do it on C-SPAN, then why can't I at a drag queen for kids strip show? And now, by the way, there's another image. Now, I mean, look, sadly, I've seen all of the Joe Biden sniffing little girls, grabbing little boys' genitals. I mean, little kids sniffing their necks. It looks like he's licking them sometimes, grabbing their ears, biting them. I mean, literally, folks, this all happened. One time he bit Jill Biden's ear at an event. He bit her ear. I mean, that's how out of control he is right now. But have you seen this new one? Because I was surprised I'd never seen this one, but I don't know when this happened. Have you seen the Joe Biden headbutt sniff of the little kid? Guys, put this one. Have you seen this one yet? Look at this one. Have you seen this one?
It's like some kind of beast, like some kind of like mating call. You know what I mean? It's like this guy's like driven by his passions because he's so used to being around little kids and touching them and sniffing them. That little kid is all of us right now in America. Like, get the hell away from us. Get the hell away from me, Joe. No,
look, the kid has the instincts. Just like the young girl in the video, the kid has the intuition, the instincts to know that's a predator. He goes to hide for daddy, and then Joe gives the headbutt. Look at that deep sniff, too. Look at that.
Nosing him. He's nosing him, Owen. Oh, Joe Biden's such a freak. He's into nosing little kids on the back. Dude, here's the thing, too, Owen. Let me ask you this. Do you ever feel uncomfortable sometimes? Like, do you ever feel like when you're watching these videos and you're like, I got to report on this, but should I show this? Like, is this considered, like CP? Like, do you ever sit there and you're just like, dude, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't know. I don't know if you, sometimes on my show.
No. I totally understand. It's like, even watching the drag queen stripper stuff for kids is so disgusting. I mean, I wish we didn't have to cover it.
I agree. And I don't want people to think like, oh, you just love this stuff because it's for a narrative. And I always have to.
So, but hold on. Drew, I'm sorry to cut you off. Did they really just delete that thread, guys?
Let me see.
No, but that was a whole thread. The video I sent you, this is unbelievable. Drew, I'm not even kidding. This just happened. There was an entire thread. It was probably the best thread I've ever seen from George's Chillin'. It was like 20 or 30 tweets long, just documenting, unlike anything I've ever seen, all of the Joe Biden pedophilia events, all the different videos we've seen. He documented each one, each individual, each time, each date. That has just been nuked from Twitter as we were sitting here playing the video, Drew.
You know why they do this. We all know why they do. They do this. Because when people see this, they see it for what it truly is. This is why they need censorship. This is why they need to deplatform things. This is why they need to suppress things that come out. Because this is the reality. This is the reality of what went to the White House. We got a pedophile in there that goes after children, that sniffs little boys on their backs, that gropes young teenage girls, and whispers in their ears like it's totally normal. See, this is the reality of what America has become. The total depravity is on full display. And people see this, Owen, and big tech has to silence it because they need to hide their pedophilia because they know that people wake up to this. Listen, this is still a good sign, Owen, and bear with me for the viewers. It's a good sign when we see this because we know that people are still waking up. We'd be in a lot of trouble if the majority of this country was accepting this garbage and was praising it as well. I still believe it's kind of like a fringe, disgusting little minority and a bunch of people that are afraid to get canceled to speak out against it. It's good that we expose this. It's good that it comes out because people still have a moral compass, thank God, and it needs to be seen. That's why InfoWars is important as well. That's why they want to take down InfoWars, because this stuff continues to get exposed.
Well, and the craziest part about it, too, is, like you said, I get why I think you were talking about your mother. I get why she can't believe this stuff. I understand why people doubt this stuff. I don't want to believe this stuff. I just have to look at it every day. I mean, you see Joe Biden grabbing and sniffing little girls in a 30-minute compilation video. It's undeniable. There is a pattern of behavior here, and it's getting worse in his old age. As his dementia and Alzheimer's get worse, he can't even control himself, folks. He's giving nose rubs to strange
Look.
I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And the great Drew Hernandez, DrewHLive.com, at DrewHLive on Twitter, host of the Front Lines with Drew Hernandez, doing such great work. Now, Drew, I don't want to go into paranoid schizophrenic territory here, but we all witnessed what happened. So it was on the screen. We all saw on the screen that the tweet thread was removed. We all saw that on the screen. We documented it on the screen. I go into the control room during the break, and I'm like, hey, is there any way I have it on my phone here. They haven't blocked it on my phone. If we do a dot cam, we can just show this on my phone. And, oh, okay. And then they go back to the tweet. Now it's back live. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know, you know, again, like, are they watching InfoWars? Like, oh, they're about to show this. Let's ban it. Oh, no, they just said we're banning it. Let's unban it. I feel like I'm going crazy here. The point is, the tweet thread is back up. So I want to put this all on the screen and just scroll through this slowly, guys, for documentary purposes, in case they do remove Geo White's Twitter thread, because it's one of the most powerful exhibits about what Joe Biden has done inappropriately touching girls, including the one famous video where he does a titty twister. I mean, that's what he gives a girl, a titty twister, folks. I'm not trying. It's not like two kids on the playground having fun, like, oh, titty twister, huh? No, Joe Biden sneaks up behind a young girl and gives her, oh, my gosh. So, but there it is, Drew. But I was getting into this in the last segment. I kind of want to get your thoughts. I understand why people can't believe this stuff. And this is why I've kind of always said you can't, it's impossible to wake somebody up. You have to give, you can give them breadcrumbs, you can give them a trail, if you will, you can kind of give them clues, but at the end of the day, it has to be their own awakening. They have to experience it. They have to land on the conclusion that this stuff is real. You can't convince them. And so, I mean, how many different examples are there? If it's not Joe Biden sniffing and groping kids, I mean, the wide open borders, the inflation, the violent crime, the Antifa riots, they get to question elections, but you don't. I mean, it's just on all aspects, I see people awakening unlike I've ever seen before.
Unfortunately, that's how human behavior functions. And unfortunately, it's either you're going to learn through wisdom and knowledge and make some educated decisions preemptively to avoid a disaster, or you got to go through the disaster and learn the hard way. And unfortunately, we have people in this country that don't want to listen, that are afraid of getting canceled, that are afraid of just standing up for what is true and what is right. Not all the viewers and the info warriors. I'm talking about the cowards out there that just continue to peddle this stuff and allow it to go on, that are unafraid to draw a line in the sand. Right now, lines have to be drawn because there's innocence that is being violated right now. And there's innocence that is at stake. And obviously, at the top of it all is our country, is the United States of America, humanity as a whole. And that's where the World Economic Forum and the Klaus Schwabs and the globalist agenda comes in. From the top down, this is where this is all coming from. Economy, the social revamping and structures, they all talk about this, especially the replacement migration. This is all a WEF agenda. And when people start to wake up to that, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people will say, oh, the New World Order, that's just some kind of Christian conspiracy theory. Oh, you just sound like Alex Jones. He's been saying that for decades, and it's just a bunch of garbage, Illuminati this, New World Order that. It's a one world religion, one world government that. Is it really? It's like, look, we've come to a place, and Alex has been saying this for years. You could read their writings and go and read their books. They're open about this stuff. But now people could literally go to the World Economic Forum website. You can read all of their thoughts. You can read their entire agenda. For 2030 to 2050, I think it's at like 100 years. Everything these people want to do, they have it systemically planned, not just for the U.S., but for the entire globe. You can see it across the entire board. Klaus Schwab comes out and makes statements like this. We need to revamp the economic and social structures of the West and the entire world, the entire globe. That is why you're seeing everything falling to pieces. That's why they're putting out the Build Back Better, Great Reset agenda, because you need a controlled demolition in order to build it back up. Not just the economy, but also the social fabric of a nation and a society as well. So all of this is a controlled demolition so these people can have top-down control. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. Go to the freaking website. They're open about it. You can go to Davos yourself. You can watch it on freaking YouTube at this point and listen to these psychopaths, these homicidal maniacs planning your future and your life. Oh, and then the left wants to come out and say, oh, we care so much about democracy. Well, what about them? Who the hell elected Bill Gates? Who the hell elected Klaus Schwab? Why does the left call them out and they claim to care about democracy? Then call these people out that are unelected, that are coming out and making decisions for your life in this country that you live in. But they're silent on that. Why? We all know why. It goes back to the money.
Yeah, and because, of course, if it can't be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. It's all propaganda. And that's what's so frustrating, too, because you understand, you mentioned the social fabric. Part of the Great Reset is to destroy the social fabric so that they can remake it. And that's what's so frustrating. It's like when you go out and you're dealing with these drag queens, stripper time for kids, or trying to stop the genital mutilation of children, it's not just to protect the children. That's the front lines of us saying, hey, let's protect the children. It's to make people understand this is part of a bigger agenda. This isn't just happening through osmosis. This isn't a natural occurrence. This is being forced upon you. And what's incredible about it now is, again, how anybody could stand and say, I support chopping off little boys and girls' genitals. I stand for chopping off little girls' breasts. I think that's a great thing. That is completely insane, let alone drag queen stripper time for kids. That's like just one level better, I guess. I guess one level worse is actually mutilating them. Then one level less worse is just dancing naked and stripping in front of them. And you say, how can you support that? They've fully bought into this, Drew, and I don't even think they really, I don't think they actually buy into genital mutilation of children. I don't think they actually buy into drag queen stripper time for kids. They've bought into the larger idea of hate everything traditional, hate Christians, hate America, just hate, hate, hate. And then you have all these things that they hate. And so now their entire motive of operation is, I'm just going to do things that you hate. So I'm going to promote chopping up little boys and girls because you hate it. I'm going to promote abortion because you hate it. So it's not even coming from a place of what they believe. It's coming from a place of hate.
Absolutely. And I'll prove it to you, right? So when we were at the rally in Nashville on Friday, two detransitioners, and Chloe was one of them. You know, we need to really continue to platform people that are detransitioning, not because it fits the narrative, not because it fits, you know, the pushback that we want against people, but because it's the reality of what happens to someone that goes through that nightmare and buys that lie. When you see the reaction, okay, that these people have against these kids that are detransitioning, I'm talking like young people, the demons come out even more. It is full hatred. They call them fascists. They call them evil. They call them the most slanderous things you could possibly think of. The people that were once championed by that one community. In the name of love and tolerance and the LGBTQ acceptance. Oh, diversity. We just love everybody. The moment. And I think it's even worse. I'm going to be honest here. I think it's even worse than just a Democrat going over to the right like Tulsi. Or, you know, a black person that's kind of defecting from leftist thought or a brown person or whatever. I think these detransitioners are getting it even worse because this is so satanic. It's evil at its core. And when people see that someone that was once championed by this community, this cause that they care so much, get absolutely obliterated and slandered publicly, and their other eyes start turning black and rolling behind their heads and the foam gets worse. That is the key right there. The key is platforming people that are detransitioning, not for a narrative, but to show the reality of what this is doing to this generation. Those are the ones that are going to save this generation. And I'll tell you why, because they've gone through it. They've suffered through it. They've learned, and they need to be platformed so they can voice just exactly what happened, because they are the ones that could speak to this generation. And I think when people see the attack, that wakes people up big time.
Oh, that was the main thing. I had a detransitioned individual in studio with me last week, and that was the main thing that grabbed my attention when he was telling me the story. This is before we took it to air. The main thing that grabbed my attention was how when he was considering going through the process of being trans, man to woman, and when he was considering what types of, you know, either surgeries or chemicals he would take in that process, he was really hesitant, and then he was kind of hesitant with the chemicals, and he was kind of hesitant with the surgeries, and then he got to a point where he just didn't want any of it. And the shocking part about me was he told me, he was like, he never had more hatred in his life. He was like, when he thought he wanted to be trans to a woman, and when he was considering those things, it was open minds, open hearts, open arms. But as soon as he was kind of saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to do this, the hatred started to flow. The hatred started to flow deep. There's something.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
School shooting in St. Louis. The event has ended now, and three are ruled dead, including the shooter, and I believe at least eight others wounded. Inside Central Vision and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis. And so this is very sad, and I remember something that Rush Limbaugh used to say all the time in response to this, with the left calling to gun to grab the guns. The next school shooter is already out there, and whatever laws you write are not going to stop them. And that's just the truth, folks. And with my next guest, who's coming up next hour, Savannah Hernandez, she got into a talk with some anti-gun students who want gun-free zones. And she said, well, if you're in a gun-free zone and someone comes in with a gun, what do you do? They don't have an answer for that because it doesn't make sense. That's why you should be armed. So this is a tragic thing. I don't know of the security at that school, but I believe, sadly, if we have to stop school shootings, I believe the thing to do is have a trained armed guard, heavily trained armed guard, a master marksman at these schools. There's veterans that'll do it. There's ex-cops that'll do it. They'd be happy to do it. Many of them would probably volunteer to do it. And unfortunately, you're just going to continue to see copycat events like this because the world has just gone to such a dark place, sadly. So we'll monitor that, but that's what the latest is there. All right, Drew Hernandez with me for another segment. And, you know, we've been talking about this issue because, again, I don't think anybody can in their right mind say that trans kids is a good thing. I don't think anybody in their right mind can say that drag queen stripper time for kids is a good thing. I mean, I think neutral observers see this stuff and they know it's bad. 20 years ago, it wouldn't even been up for debate. But now that they brainwashed the youth, and maybe that's what it is, Drew. When you go to these events, like, for example, Matt Walsh's event in Tennessee, where you had a bunch of the wild crazy show up, it does appear that it's mostly young people. And so I guess this is the result of decades of propaganda and programming into the youth that have made them buy into such disgusting, despicable behavior like trans kid surgery.
Absolutely. You've seen a total indoctrination. I mean, it's the same thing with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. These radicals, they get indoctrinated in these universities. That's why they're trying to push it even at a younger age. That's why they're trying to go K through 12, indoctrinating them with CRT and gender queer theory and all this garbage and showing them pornography and little books and how to have gay sex. And they're trying to lower the bar because, yeah, they could get them in the university. But you take a look at these people. Adolf Hitler knew this. The Nazis knew it. Mao obviously knew this. You target the youth, you win an entire generation. And I think these people know that. Obviously, they know that. And they're doing that with their twisted doctrines of demons. And you're seeing the fruit of their labor, of decades of indoctrination in universities and in schools and even in the mainstream media and in the mainstream arts as well. You're seeing it all come to fruition when you see the 2020 riots and you see these people championing literally the murder of babies inside and outside of the womb when they hit the street. When you see people screaming at me telling me they love effing killing babies when I was in D.C. just, you know, right after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But you also see it when they're out there doing the same thing to mutilate the genitals of children. The fruit of that demonic labor is coming to fruition. An entire generation has bought into this crap and it's disgusting and it's twisted.
Yeah, I did the same thing at a beta rally, a Robert Francis O'Rourke rally here, and I said, I love abortion. I was on a microphone. I said, I love abortion. And these people with beta signs are like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, let's kill the babies. They're like, yeah, kill the babies, yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh.
They love it. It's a cult. It's a death cult. They're Moloch worshippers. These people love death. That's what they love. They obsess over death, right? They're just like Satan. They're filled with Satan to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why even, you know, with I hate seeing that stuff, man. I hate seeing the school shootings because you know that kind of stuff could be prevented.
Yeah.
You know that if you had an armed person on that campus, it could have been prevented. And, of course, the left is going to politicize and say, oh, we care so much about the kids, and this is why we need to take away guns. They immediately politicize it, just like they did with
Uvalde. And what are the odds that the 20-year-old shooter was on big pharmaceutical pills? What are the odds?
But the thing is, Owen, is they need further victimization so they could further control the population through fear. They do it through COVID. They do it. Everything's a damn phobia. And obviously, when it comes to the gun control thing, they need that to continue to keep going. Because if they don't have that, they don't have a narrative to control people through fear. That's why, and they don't care about kids. They don't give a damn about kids, because if they did, we could put armed guards on the campuses. Oh, no, no, that's our kids, our babies shouldn't be living like that. Okay, if AOC and these left-leaning politicians could pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for armed security for their lives to be protected, then why can't we have that for our babies in
Absolutely.
The United States of America? You want to know why? Because they hate kids. They hate them. They want to kill them before they're even born. Oh, the kid's going to be poor. The kid's not going to have a life. So we might as well just kill it, Stacey Abrams says. You can't afford to have a baby. So just kill the damn baby. Okay, the baby's born. Oh, just warp its mind. Cause
chop
it to believe
its weenie.
Chop off its penis. Chop off its tits.
Chemically castrate it.
Hate them. They hate them across the board, Owen. They don't love children, and these people need to go. Listen, I'll say this. We need to cancel the pedophiles. We need to cancel the groomers. We need to cancel the child mutilators. We need to cancel every single one of these people, because these people are a virus, they're toxic, and they're destroying our society. And I will not hold back on saying any of this stuff, because everyone that's watching this agrees with what I'm saying. We need to cancel every single one of these parasitic individuals that are living in our society right now. And I'm not talking about violent.
Wow. I mean, I was going to ask Drew about the upcoming midterms, but that's like a walk-off home run right there. I don't know if there's anything else to really be said. But I will just comment on one other thing you said, and then we'll let you go because you're spot on. I actually agree. I don't want to grow up in a country where we feel that we need armed guards at schools. I'm in complete agreement. That's not the society I want to live in. But guess what? If you want to stop a school shooting, let's think common sense measures. Have a trained marksman, an expert marksman on the scene that can neutralize a shooter, hopefully before he even gets a shot off. That's the common sense response to this, not disarming. Slaves aren't allowed to have weapons, so why should you disarm yourself like a good slave? I don't think so. Drew Hernandez, kick-ass job as always. Where can people follow your great work?
You guys can follow me on Twitter, Drew H. Live, on Getter, Drew H. Live, same on Truth Social. You can watch my show, Frontlines, powered by Turning Point USA, on Real America's Voice every single night, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard. That's 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, and we get into it.
Absolutely awesome. Drew Hernandez, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, bro. Love you.
Man, oh man, folks, I will tell you, I sleep easy at night knowing Drew Hernandez is out there. I sleep easy at night knowing there's great American patriots out there telling the truth with a giant following like Drew Hernandez. It makes me sleep easier at night. Obviously, InfoWars, they slated us for destruction years ago. We're still here operating. But just knowing the reinforcements are aligned behind us is truly a relief factor. But we don't plan on going anywhere. We don't plan on shutting down. I get asked all the time, you know, what's the situation? How much longer you got? What's going on? Folks, we're gonna stay here as long as we can. We're going to keep this mothership in orbit as long as we can. We're very transparent about what's going on around here. We're even more transparent considering everything has to come out in the court cases. They act like it doesn't come out, and they say, they didn't give us discovery. And then here's all the financials they showed us, so $1 trillion. Wait, you said we didn't give you financials, so how do you have the financials to get this? So obviously you understand it's all lies. But here's how it goes. This is the mothership. It's in orbit. We've got a gas tank. We just need to keep it filled. That's all it is. And when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that's what keeps it filled. Great ways to support us. If you're into taking supplements like me, I'm a supplement head. I take about 15, 20 different pills every day, all healthy, all organic supplements, most of them from InfoWarsStore.com. The vitamin mineral drink fusion is fantastic. I mix it with juice every morning. That's what I chase down my morning supplements with, is vitamin mineral fusion. Great flavor, healthy for you. I suggest having it for kids, too. You know, my parents were pretty good about making sure I didn't drink too much soda and stuff. But, you know, I had sodas every once in a while. I like sodas. But I'm telling you, get your kids off the sodas. Don't even put the sodas in the fridge. Just have a cooler or have a pitcher of vitamin mineral fusion in the refrigerator, and your kids are going to love it. And so instead of going and trying to get a toxic soda with the high fructose corn syrup in it, they'll go for a drink of vitamin mineral fusion, and they'll like it just as much, and it'll be good for them. Or if you're like me, I just like starting out every day with it. Vitamin mineral fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, it's 50% off right now, 50% off. Maybe you're not into the supplements. We've got the book autographed, The Great Reset and the War for the World, autographed by Alex Jones. That's still on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got some of those still in stock. You can purchase it right now by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. We'll right back with hour number three.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.